and everyone's heard. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Amen. There are some people who we haven't met. I'm Dorcas Kamau, and I'm sent. I love the Lord God Almighty so much for allowing me to live at this very time. Praise be to God. It is cold, and I was worried when we started the service because we were very few, but God's people have come. And the Bible says that take care that the Lord God does not come during cold weather. Cold weather, because people just feel like they want to sleep a bit, they want to sit a bit, they want to take warm things a bit. But let us surrender ourselves to God so that He may allow us to come and fellowship with one another in and out of season. Praise be to God. Our sermon this morning is entitled Growth in Service. So we are going to pray, and then you walk with me as God uses me as His vessel to minister to you. Let us pray. Our ever-loving Father, we are so happy that You've given us this cold morning, that we gather here to listen to Your word. We pray that You're going to speak to us so that, O God in heaven, we may know Your will for us, Your expectations in our lives, and that we may be able to serve You in all ways. We thank You for all of us who are gathered, and we pray that You're going to talk to us in a voice that we'll be able to understand. We praise You and we honor You through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So we have been having a theme for the year that is reminding us that we should keep growing. And today, we are looking at growth in service. And when we talk about service, we are not only talking about serving in church. We are talking about serving wherever you work, whatever you do for a living, whatever you do to humanity. That is what we are referring to as service. And so, as I was looking at the various definitions of the word service, I got to understand that it is that action you do to satisfy a need. To satisfy a need. And especially when you do it to other people, it is you are satisfying that need. You are satisfying that demand. And therefore, we should rise up to be servants to God. Because we normally use a statement and say, service to God is service to humanity. And so when we are serving humanity, whatever you do, do it with the whole of yourself. Commit yourself to it so that God may remember you. God may allow you to continue and continue, because there is a demand for that service. There is the people that you serve, whatever you do, people need that service. And so you should do it with the whole of yourself. You should not get weary. And especially serving those that are of the household of believers. Praise be to God. So in Galatians we are reminded, when you get every opportunity, do it. Because that opportunity has been given so that you can serve. Because those that are of the household of faith appreciate whatever service that you give. Praise be to God. And therefore, we have two books in the Bible that have been read to us so well. And those two books, we are going to link them up, because they have a lot of talking about service in them. When we look at the first book, or the first Samuel, we get to understand that God brought along Samuel when the Israelites were being led by the judges, they were being led by the priests. There was no king. But Samuel is coming in at such a time when there is some way of a kind that God is leading. God is leading. And especially during the time of judges, there was a bit of lawlessness. So we find God raising a judge, Gideon, Jephthah, and the rest that have been mentioned in the book of Samuel. And then when we come to Samuel, Samuel is there, and he grows and develops and is able to serve God up to his old age. Because we find that here, where the text has been read, we find him giving like a farewell announcement. He's talking about how he has been. he is addressing people. And so, when you get to Romans, it is the same thing. We are being reminded that we are called to serve. And therefore, as we think about the service that we are called to give, we need to remember that there are so many witnesses. We have a cloud of witnesses who are watching over you, who are watching over me. So what are they saying? What are they seeing? Are they seeing your best? Are they seeing your worst? What are they seeing? What can they say? What can they testify? And therefore, I'm going to dwell on 5 points. I'm going to dwell on 5 points as we look at our growth in service. As we look at our growth in service, as I combine the two books, or the book of Samuel and the book of Romans, I'm going to dwell on 5 points. Point number one, you being a servant, because I'm talking to servants, even the children that are here with us, they are serving God as they study. They are serving God as they obey their parents. They are serving God as they do the small things that their parents request them to do. Or parents, you don't give your children some responsibilities. You know, those of my age and those who are maybe younger or slightly older, we used to have a lot of responsibilities. You do the dishes, you do the firewood, you do the water, you do the sweeping, you do everything, and your mother is there or your father is there going out and coming back in the evening, whereby we became very good planners. Are you good planners? Those of my age or slightly younger or slightly older, are you good planners? Yes, because our parents and especially our mothers gave us a lot of responsibilities. And so what I am saying is that even our children today, they should be given small responsibilities so that they can serve the family. When you tell them to peel potatoes, you are not punishing them. What do you think you are punishing them? No, when you tell them to assist here and there, scrap here and there, but let us not think about that we are punishing our children. We are just making them responsible. Because sometimes, even those that employ house helps, see, house helps are zingine, anaondoka na kwambia, I don't want your job any longer. So what I'm saying is, we are not all serving in church, but whatever we do, it is service. So when it comes to Samuel, who was serving in the church throughout his life, he was brought in the temple when he was very young. He was surrendered to the temple by his parents. Hannah and Elkanah just decided to bring that child to the church so that he could serve in the temple. But what I'm saying is, it is not only service in the temple, it is service wherever we are. So point number one, God Almighty is calling us to declare and to call upon people to do a scrutiny of the service that we are offering. Are we together, my brethren? That God Almighty is leading you at this time. I want to pray that a time is coming when all leaders, when all servants of the Most High God will call upon the people they work for, will call upon the people they serve, that you are calling them and telling them, look at me, scrutinize me, declare before God, what have I done against the Most High God? I'm praying, and you should also pray with me, that a time comes that you go to a public scrutiny. We go to the public who we serve and they tell us, this is where you are going wrong, this is where we are going right, so that we can make our ways right with God. So Samuel, the servant of God, called his people. He called the people that he was serving and he told them, now declare before God, what have I done against the will of God? Because as we serve, we should not only remember that we are serving the people that we see, we serve the Most High God. And that is the one that we should always please. He should be the boss. He should be the boss looking at you as you do your things up and down. Look at God. Fix your eyes on God, because he knows where you go wrong and where you do it right. And he allows you to think about your service at this time. So this time, it is a wake-up call. As we think about growth in service, let us surrender ourselves to God, scrutinizing our service to the people. And that is what we are calling honorable servanthood. Praise be to God. It is honorable. Praise the Lord. It is honorable to call people and even to call yourself into a meeting and ask yourself, where am I going? Wrong. Even those that are parents, let you come to yourself and ask, where am I taking my family? How is it? If my children will give a testimony, how will they, what testimony will they give? I remember, I don't know whether I have said it here again, where I started serving as a very young girl, there was an old lady who used to stand and say, a time is coming when people will be testifying for you. You not be testifying. You stand here and then we give a testimony. Supposing you stand here, what testimony would people give about you? It is a challenge to each and every one of us, because God is leading us to stand to be counted as servants of the Most High God. So Samuel was bold enough to say, I want you to tell me, where have I gone wrong? Whose love have I taken? Where have I sinned against God? Can you come and just declare, give that testimony? So can we be able to stand? Think about it. If people were to stand and talk about you, what things would they say? Whatever you, wherever you serve, in the office, in your family, even if you do anything that is public, if you are a servant of God, call yourself to a meeting. Let God scrutinize you. Let God make your way straight, because you are serving God. Samuel was there to call upon the people to give a public announcement of how he had carried his service. And therefore, what he is saying is that we need to come to God. We need to come to the people. And these days, we have some forms that are filled at our places of work. And we are being asked, was the service good? Where did you take 2 minutes? Where did you take 5 minutes? And some of us give very genuine comments. I wonder whether those in leadership correct that. Do they correct it? Sometimes we are given a questionnaire to fill. Where did you get satisfied? Where were you not satisfied? And you give very genuine comments. Are you together with me? Yes, sometimes we give very genuine comments. I wonder whether changes occur or we go through the same thing yesterday, today, and forever. As it was, so it is, and so it shall be. Those lazy servants are still there. Those servants that you cannot face. Those servants that are never available. Those parents that are never available for their children. Those children that are never available. They are either eating when the parents sleep. Do you have such children? The children are eating when the parents are asleep. They wait. They just wait. When you have finished, you go, they come. They are nocturnals. You know that you understand what I mean by nocturnals? Yes, they were qualities dark. So you never see them to tell them, now whatever you are eating, it is not good. And because we are so blessed, I want to believe all of us here are so blessed. We have a lot. So a child may think of leaning onto one type of food, leaving the others. And so as a parent, you must put your foot down and tell the child, you must take vegetables, and especially vegetables. We have wars with our children. Even those that have their children here, you must start to be counted as one who gives the right information, and especially to the young ones. And you children, when your parents tells you, eat this, don't cry for this. I see some of them in supermarkets, because the goodies are just displayed just before you go to the cashier. They are throwing tantrums there, and you attend to them. I wish you could belong to our age. The age. I wish you could belong to our age. And your mother would tell you, go to hell. I'm leaving you here. See, that is our parents. Those are our parents. I'm leaving you here. Parents, those that are young parents today, those that have young children today, I wish you can talk to the older parents. They'll tell you, mine could not throw tantrums in a supermarket, because some are very good at that. They are throwing tantrums, I want this, I want that. They take like 10 and they are walking with them, and they are so happy, and you are so happy because you are highly endowed, you just pay. So we are having people who cannot stand to be counted as held. You know that is responsible servanthood. Are we together? That is responsible parent mood. You must be a responsible servant as you parent. Point number two. We have elected our leaders, or we have names of leaders. We have been having deacons, the leaders in the group, and the like. Do we have any connection between the outgoing and the incoming? Someone was there standing with a new king, and he gave a very good announcement that this is the king that you requested for. There have been others, Moses, there have been Aaron, there have been Abraham, there have been Jacob, there have been Isaac. He was connecting all of them. Now, to all the servants, can you connect with your predecessors? Connect with the good actions of your predecessors. Praise be to God. Connect with the good deeds of your predecessors, because you are not the first, neither are you going to be the last. This service that you are offering, it was offered by someone else. I remember one of my friends, ministers, had parked her car outside here at night. And then she called me. I was in the office upstairs late at night. It was past 8. Then she called me and told me, Mchungaji, even whatever the first minister, Charles Kareri Muhoro, did, you want to accomplish it at this hour of the night? Can you close your office and go home? Then I told her, no, I'm not accomplishing everything. I'm doing my part. Do your part. Praise be to God. For us to grow in the service that God has called us, let us do our part. Play your role. Whenever you are given a position of leadership, just do your part. We find that Saul is coming in as a king after the people's own desires. And someone is trying to explain, I don't know whether you have been put into leadership because of people's desire or God's desire. May God elect you. May God appoint you so that you serve him, and you serve him with the whole of yourself. Praise be to God. The third point is connected to the second one. The next one is, let us use our gifts and our talents to the best of the glory of God. Amen? Amen. It is not for our own selves. We are not serving ourselves. If you are serving yourself, then go home and serve yourself. But if you are serving God and you are serving people, just do the best that you can for the glory of our heavenly Father. So Romans 12 is reminding us, now, come, offer your bodies as living sacrifice. Allow God to use you. Whatever service you give, because we have been given abilities, we have been abled differently. Because we have been abled differently, allow God to use you. We have been called to surrender ourselves to the glory of God. Praise be to God. So, use whatever God has given you. Use it. If it is collection of offering, do it with a smile. Do it with a smile. Is it the deacons that do it? Just do it with a smile. If you are ushering people, do it with a smile. If it is an elder, let us do it with a smile. If it is the choir, sing with a smile. Another time when I was speaking to young people, they told me, we do everything with a swing and a swagger. We do everything with a swing and a swagger. They swag. They swag. I'm sure the older generation may not understand what swag, the swaggering means. But all I'm saying is, whatever you do, do it with gladness. Do it with gladness. The next point is, use your gift. Use your gift. Romans chapter 12, verse 6. We have been given gifts for the glory of God, to enrich the body of Christ. To enrich the body of Christ. You are given the gift to enrich the body of Christ. People who are so full of themselves, you know, there are people who are so full of themselves, that not until I do that thing, it can never be done. God has many servants here. And he can raise them at any time that he desires. Praise the Lord. He can raise them at any time. Any time. Let us not be full of pride, because pride comes before a fall. And because others have been there, let us correct. Let us make it better. Let us try and better our world. The world that we are living in, let us try as much as possible and better our world. So someone was calling the servants of God at that time. He was saying, this is a new king, and the new king is going to do 1, 2, 3, 10 things. But people stood and said, we still need a king. He called them to serve God. So serve God with the gifts that you've been given, because God has given you so many gifts. Some can stand and read the Bible so well, like the people that I've read. I also listened to my sister. I don't know whether she's here. The spouse to Reverend Professor Kariuki. She led at Evergreen, where we had an ordination of a minister on Sunday, and she read it so well until people could say amen as the Bible was being read. Have you heard of that? People are chorusing with an amen. When you are called upon to read the Bible, just read it with the whole of yourself. Just do it with the whole of yourself, because God loves a cheerful giver. Whatever service you are giving, give it willingly and cheerfully. Do not appear like someone pushed you. Someone did not push you to become a parent. Someone did not push you to become a worker. Someone did not push you to become a servant. There is no one that pushed you. It is God who called you. Talk to your neighbor and tell him or her, God called you. God called you. God called you. So do not be weary. Do not be weary. The young people tell me, some of us are walking with Weye style. Weye style. Do you know Weye style? People are saying, Weye, will she make it? Weye, will he make it? Weye, what is wrong? So just encourage yourself in the Lord. Stand firm. And I'm not talking about standing firm in pride. I'm talking about standing firm in humility. Do you understand? Are we together? Yes. So when we stand to serve God, let us remember that we should serve God with the whole of ourselves, with the gifts that God has given us, with everything that God has given us. And the final point which I have is point number 5. Acts chapter 6, verse 2 to 4. When the responsibility or the servanthood or the acts of the apostles was so much, they decided to choose leaders. They decided to choose deacons. Actually, the name for a servant in the Bible or in the explanation, it is a deacon. It is a deacon. It is only that our church, according to its governance, we have deacons as those who do 1, 2, 3. Deacons, are you here? Whatever the deacons do. Whatever the deacons do. But all of us are called to be deacons. They are called to be servants. They are called to do one thing or the other. So we are all deacons. We are all called to be servants. And so when the responsibility of sharing the gifts and the things to the poor was so much, the apostles decided to choose deacons. You have been chosen to do something this day. You have been chosen to do something for the glory of our Heavenly Father. Then others are called to pray. To just pray. If you are called upon to pray, just do the prayer. Do not beat about the bush. Do not belittle yourself. Do not think that you cannot make it. Just stand and pray. Praise be to God. But the key thing that I want us to say, or I want us to go home with, is that let us all surrender. Let us all put our lives to God. Let us be used as a living sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ offered his whole. Are you ready to offer your whole to God for his own glory? Even your eyes, even your mouth, even your ears, even your legs. See, there is a song that says, take my life and let it be, even my heart, even my head, even my heart, even my legs, even my everything, are they serving God? Ask your neighbor, is your everything serving God? Is your everything serving God? And especially nowadays, when we have so many things happening around us, most of us are reading. We are on our phones, we are on our small gadgets, we are reading. What are you reading? What do you watch? Is it godly? If God came as a human being with his eye, looking at what you are reading and what you watch, can he put a tick? Offer your body to God as a living sacrifice, so that the service that we are offering to God may grow. And so that people who don't believe in God may see what we do and believe in God. Praise be to God. Look at the Samaritan woman. People believed. She went to the villagers saying, come and see a man who has told me my whole story. And people believed. When they came to see Jesus, they stamped that surely this is the Son of God. And they believed. They believed. So may God use you. May God allow you, all the whole of yourself, you, all your body parts, all everything that you've been given, may it glorify God. Praise be to God. Whatever you do, wherever you go, whoever you interact with, let you continue glorifying God. Because we want the service that we give to grow and to grow in God. Whatever you do, let it be a service to God. Wherever you are, wherever you go, let you be a living sacrifice without a blemish. A living sacrifice that is clean, that is holy and acceptable before God. Praise be to God. Stand to be counted. Start to be counted. Our bulletin has a list of very, very basic things that we do. You can add the list. Whatever you are doing, maybe it was not captured there. Even visiting the sick, even praying with the children, even teaching them, even sitting with them, even tithes and offering. When we are called upon to give tithes and offering, do you complain? Do you give? Do you give cheerfully and willingly? When we are called upon to go for mission, like our brethren who have gone overseas, are you even doing the local evangelism? Are you doing? Are you ministering to your people? And you see, you have to speak with your actions, mostly, not with your words. Someone said that your actions are speaking so loudly that we cannot hear your words. Let you be a responsible servant who speaks with the actions more than the tongue. Are we together? Praise be to God. So may God use you. May he use you as his vessel. May he use you for his own glory. May he use you to enlarge his kingdom. May he use you so that by the time you'll be leaving this earth, people will have stories to say. People will have things to say. They'll be saying, we are missing this because of this. We are missing this because this is what she was doing. This is what he was doing. There is a gap. Let you leave a legacy when you believe in this world. May God bless you. May he lead you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Let us pray.